Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. This is Christina Liu. It might sound a little different than John Ryan, yeah. But he had to leave early, so threw me in the hot seat. But I am here with Otto Loos, who is doing a fabulous job, as always, Otto.
Well, we're having a good time.
Quite the jam-packed show. I gave you guys no breaks today.
We had quite a variety,
yeah,
I would say.
That's right. And it shows how diverse we truly are.
All interesting.
Right. All had in its own right. That's right. You know, it was great. I love when I see, you know, I saw John and you, you know, writing down things that different guests were saying. So I think that in itself shows the success of it.
Either that or we don't have good memories.
It's all right. Either or, you know, we'll take it. But it's really great. I mean, we started the show with the hot topic of recycling, which I know is always a fascination of Otto. And I was just blown away because, you know, you think, all right, I'm going to recycle. And it's this general kind of term. All right, I'm going to throw this plastic bottle in the garbage, you know, this sauce can. But, you know, the fact of that he said, when in doubt, throw it out. I was like, wow. You know, here I am like thinking, like, oh, I've just been recycling this whole time. But if it's dirty, you really should just throw it out, even if it could be something that, you know, if it was cleaned out, could be recycled. So we learned we have to empty out our beer cans and our wine bottles should not have anything. So I think me and Otto have that down pat.
Nobody likes warm beer.
Yeah. But it was really certainly informative. And I think it's great that the North Hempstead sent around that brochure that really breaks it down. I actually saved it for myself, too, because
I did as well. And, you know, what I think would be really important, people could tend to take this and put it aside and say, I'll look at it later.
Yeah.
I think it's really, it was very well done. It's very informative.
And it's clear. You know, I think it really,
time to read it,
absolutely. You know? It's certainly one of those things I think you should have right next to the Pioneer. You should have hanging up somewhere in your house because
which
it's something you could.
The latest one is on its
the
way.
The latest one we will is actually hot off the presses. I just got the box shipment to us yesterday. So it should hopefully be hitting homes next week. You know, I love these issues. We really try and make it something, you know, seasonal that really is something practical. You know, we said on the show we're always about these golden nuggets that we have. And I want people to be able to read the Pioneer and really take away some concrete information. So that's my other baby on top of the radio show. The Pioneer is my second child. And this whole issue is about summer. So there's summer safety. We have a little article from Kelly Steinman, who's one of our PI nurses, and she gives certain tips that you could use to stay safe in the summer. We have a wonderful article called Preventing Dehydration in the Elderly, which is certainly something, you know, you always hear the horrors of, you know, being dehydrated, and I've seen it firsthand in young people and older people.
Well, I can relate to that one.
Yeah.
I have been dehydrated, and at one point playing golf, didn't drink. And one of the reasons people who get into my age bracket don't drink enough water is because
you
don't
want to
make too many visits.
I know. You know. No, it's a fine. It certainly is a fine line
but
of,
you need
of trying to
make the visits.
It's really important because, you know, like I said, there's been times that I've actually had to take younger people to the hospital because they were dehydrated. You know, and it happens, and you don't even, you know, once you kind of cross that threshold, you kind of need IV fluids. So you don't really want to get to that point.
Well, we're sitting here, and I'm across the way from you, and you have a huge bottle
yes.
of water over there, which
I do.
You told me you drink two of those
yes.
a day.
Yes, and even extra. I definitely try to set the bar at two, and that's why I need it in this thing, because it just makes me feel better about myself. When I see it empty, I feel accomplished for the day.
I couldn't drink those two.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely, I try to certainly stay hydrated, because on top of, you know, not getting dehydrated, water's so good for your skin and just for there's so many things that water's really good for. So we really want people to, as much as possible, certainly to find a balance. And this article tells you, you know, causes of dehydration. How do you know? Because, you know, I think that's always the issue. You're not really sure what it is. You know, I remember a doctor telling my friend, you know, pull up your skin. And if it goes down, you know, you're okay. If it stays up in that position, you know, you're dehydrated.
Hmm.
Everyone is, you know, I wish there could be a camera on us while we're all pinching ourselves right now. My skin's looking pretty good, so I think I'm all right. I'm in tip-top shape for my concert later, so I think I'm good. Yeah. And then it just tells you how to prevent it, which I think is great. And that article is from Greg Balbera, who we've actually had on this radio show a bunch of times. He's a certified senior advisor, and he submitted a great article on that. Then we have a little some tips on make better beverage choices. So these are really, it's 10 different concrete facts of just things to do. You know, like I said, I like having these bulleted lists. You know, me and Otto, I know we both have a love of bullets.
Yeah.
And because it's something that, you know, you could practice. You know, if you see a long article, sometimes it could be very overwhelming. But these are things that you could, you know, even if you take a couple of options and put that into your life, it's certainly what we could hope for.
Well, that's an interesting topic, bullets.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it much easier.
I'm the queen of it, I'll never forget one of my early encounters with Otto. We had a whole discussion on our love for like a good bulleted list, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think it makes it easier to read.
It is, and I think it's easier to process too. And it's yeah. more likely, you know, especially if you're kind of scanning through something. I know myself, if I see something that's just bullets, I'll take the time to do it because it's not as overwhelming, you know, as reading paragraphs of something.
Well, that article about make better beverage choices. Mm-hmm. You can just take a fast scan of
right?
that in
yeah.
30 seconds.
That was my goal.
And you can go deeper if you choose to.
Yeah.
And if you don't choose to,
absolutely.
You don't have to.
And then we have an article from Nicole Barokov, who's actually going to be on our radio show, too. She is from the Cornell University Cooperative Extension of Nassau County. She's absolutely fabulous, and she does a lot of programs as well at Magnolia Gardens. We have a series that we do there, and it's on all different nutrition things every month. You know, you will hear us promoting those because they're absolutely wonderful. But she submitted summertime nutrition tips and just how to kind of food safety, you know, because that's certainly something that is important during the summertime, which leads us into, you know, people are grilling and there's really certain things that you should watch out for and how to do it safely because we want people to do those things, but do it safely. So there's different foods to avoid and just safety tips there. We also want to remind people that while a lot of programs I know stop in the summertime, Project Independence still has a bunch of groups still going on. So our men's community group will still be happening. Our Romeo group, our social discussion group, we'll have some chats, obviously. We'll have exercise classes. And, of course, Fun Day Monday will be in full effect, which is really always a great time. That kicks off on July 8th. At North Hempstead Beach Park, and there's all different entertainment and themes every Monday. And if it rains on that Monday, it will be on the following Thursday. And the Community Service Department really puts on a great time there. So the first one will kick off with Jerry Costanza Music, will be the entertainment. And then on the 15th, Nina Gordon Party will be there. July 22nd. Will be one of North Hempstead's favorites, the Vic Vincent Group, which is certainly always around town performing. On July 29th is the Health Fair, which I really encourage everyone to go to because that's where you can get tons of great information. And also there'll be Vincent Rhodes will be performing. And on August 5th, I don't mark this down, is Dance Aloha. It'll be a little luau theme. And that's really a fun time. And there will be a tribute to Elvis as well going on. And then August, we'll promote those too, but there's line dancing, there's mahjong, there's mindfulness coloring, there's Zumba, yoga, Tai Chi, different crafts. There's some beach trail walks they have too. There's a farm stand. So they really have, you know, each year they kind of added and tweaked different things. And I think there's something for everyone. It's a beautiful park. It is free to get there for seniors on Mondays.
Parking is free that day,
Parking
too.
Is free, yep. And it's certainly, it's really a great venue. And it's not a far walk, you know, to get to all the action and stuff. So I really recommend people check that out and stay active in the summertime. And there's also transportation available. So if you want to find out in your area where the transportation is nearest to you, please call 311 or 869-6311, because I think that's certainly something.
You can even go swimming on a hot day.
That's right. And they have those mats as well. You know, the
I saw that.
Yes, because I know, Otto, you were our investigator to make sure those mats were there.
Yeah.
And they are rolled out, so if, you know, you have a walker or, you know, some kind of device with you, you are able to get onto the beach still through these mats. And also in there, we have a little Blankets of Love blurb. We have our advisory committee. We're encouraging people in the fall to join that. And, of course, there's a blurb on our radio show. Call 311 if you are not receiving the Pioneer and you're 60 or over, or if you want to be added to the list, because I will make sure you are. It goes to over, like, 44,000 homes now, which is really great.
I just happened to glance at it. You do a great job with this, by
the way.
The newsletter is really very well organized. 105th birthday of a PI member.
Yes, Vincenzo Benedetto.
Yeah.
One of our PI members. So, oh, and we are rapidly finishing our first segment. So stay tuned. We'll be back with more amazing programs going on in North Hempstead.